It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
All Better Audio. We're not just good, we're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077, making audio sound all better. That is all.
The 4077 and All Better Audio presents The Sundowners, created by Mark Slade, directed and produced by Victor Aurelius. Episode 2, Sam Hill Died Here.
...1887. Out in the wastelands of the Utah Territory, Fowler and Granger are sick, hurt, near death, and lost, being chased by a band of vampires.
The sun is going down.
Sun?
Don't move so much, damn you.
The angels and the saints are the host of heaven.
Look, I have my coat covering your body, so the sun doesn't burn your skin since you've changed over.
Oh, how wicked me. Oh, sweet, Mr. Jesus. Doeth not heave my poor ravaged body upon that cross with you.
Shut up, will you? Talking nonsense again. Getting on my nerves.
If you were any kind of friends at all, you would have killed me back there. Or let me feed off of you.
You were the one who went back to the tavern to get a couple of whores. You knew as well as I did the place reeked to death. You knew they were vampires. Damn straight I should have killed you. But I want to take you back to Gunston so the old man can do the honors. You know he's going to rip you to shreds for losing his prize.
And then afterwards, he'll feed me to those seven demon-spawned children of his. Little Sammy can have my liver. Say, what are you drawing in the dirt?
Just a circle with dots.
I could see that. What is it for?
Nothing. Not for anything. I just drawing is all. Just drawing to pass the time until.
Until we die?
Until we die.
Your blood.
Yes, Granger?
The guests have arrived.
No doubt. The crucifix I had earlier when my horse threw me would save me from these vampires. And you.
And all this time, you led me to believe that you had that... that damned thing. And I could have already eaten you. You are such a liar, Fowler.
Liar? Look who's calling a liar. You didn't tell me you found the All Saints necklace and lost it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. I've joined the right club.
Fowler?
Yes, Granger?
There seems to be a man sitting cross-legged in the air.
I can see that, Granger.
Is this what it's like right before you die?
It's a good day to die.
I can't wait to taste it.
I like my meat rare.
How does it feel to be the life of the party?
I can smell your fear.
Is this what it's like right before you die?
How's that?
You start hallucinating right before you catch your death.
I assure you both, I am not a hallucination. But if you like, I can certainly sit here and eat pickled eggs whilst those monsters coming over the horizon make mincemeat out of the two of you. Or... I could destroy them. The choice really is yours.
I am famished.
Oh, my lovely. Dinner is served.
Well, hurry up. I ain't got all day.
What do you get in return?
Who is he, Fowler?
I am famished.
He's a demon.
In the flesh... The name's Sam Hill, boys, and I'm damn pleased to meet you.
Can we shake hands after you destroy the vampires?
We can. We can. As your friend Mr. Fowler mentioned, we have to come to an agreement.
We don't even know if...
Okay.
Granger, no.
Fine. Yes.
Damn it.
Don't worry, Mr. Fowler. What I want is not hard to come by.
You turn them into dust.
Yeah, one of my many talents. That and growing the blackest, most wicked roses you'll ever see. Now, for my request...
Wait.
You've decided to add to the pot?
Cure Granger. Get that vampire shit out of his veins.
Okay. It's done.
I feel better. I can stand. No pain in my joints. I don't feel so weak.
Wait.
Another demand? I bet it's gold.
Money? That's not us.
Doesn't matter. The more demands, the more you owe me.
What will we owe you?
I want to hear Mr. Fowler's other demand. I bet it's 100 women in 100 nights, right?
No, of course not. Both of us are married.
Don't be so hasty, Fowler. Let's hear him out.
You would be interested, wouldn't you? No, my last demand is to get us the hell out of here.
Gunston. I've always liked Gunston. Now that we are in our old haunt, the two of you can buy me a meal and a couple of shots.
Do demons eat regular food? I've never heard...
We're just like you, only with a few differences.
You never told us what you wanted in return for saving us.
And making me human again.
You want to get business out of the way before we enjoy ourselves. Okay. Here's what I want, boys. I want 3 deaths by your own hands.
No. What the hell is wrong with you? We're not killers. Why do you want this?
3 souls that I can take back to hell. Come on. I know there's someone in this town you can find that means nothing to anyone. Just a life. Maybe someone you've always been disgusted by.
Every life matters, demon. I refuse. Tell him, Fowler. Fowler?
Well?
Fowler? No way. You aren't considering this.
What choice do we have? Our backs are against the wall.
Afternoon, fellas.
Mister?
Ned, how are you?
How you doing, Ned? I can't believe what I'm hearing. You're the one that's always giving me speeches about my doings.
This is different.
Different how? We're going to take 3 innocent lives by our own hands. How?
We just don't have a choice. The deal is done, Granger.
Yeah, I guess so.
Come on, fellas. This ain't no funeral. Let's get into some trouble, huh? Have a party!
Mommy, can we go to the sweet store?
Honey, I don't have enough money this time.
Fowler, where are you going?
Shut up. Don't watch me, okay? I don't want anyone to see me.
Fowler? What are you doing? Don't touch the brake stick on that wagon.
Did that. It's always the ones with scruples that are the most dangerous. Hell yes! Damn good shot, Fowler.
I can't even look at you.
Granger, come on, I had no choice. Don't say that.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Yee-haw! Woo! Woo-hoo-hoo! Color me impressed, boys. Let's go have some fun. Woo-hoo!
Chester! What the hell is your steer doing in my establishment?
I'm sorry, Leroy. I'll get him out of here. Come on, Sid. Jesus, you gonna get me kicked out of another saloon.
Lively place.
Look, Sam. Do we have to go through with this?
Granger, my friend, there are 3 things that a person can always count on. Death, taxes, and payment in full to a fucking demon. Now, am I clear?
Yeah. Very clear.
Jasper Granger. Oh, ain't you a sight for sore eyes? What can I get you boys?
Your first name is Jasper? I once had a dead dog named that. Honey, we want us some beers and steak dinners. No potato. I hate anything that grows in the ground.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, it's been a month or so. You remember Fowler?
Don, How's business for the old man?
Booming! Ever since Pedro opened up his logging business, all the boys come in again for booze, coos, and a steak. Who's your friend, Jasper?
Sam's the name, honey. My, oh my, you got the prettiest yellow hair I ever seen.
Oh, thanks. You have the coldest, wettest handshake I've ever felt. Hey, Jasper, maybe we can meet up later?
I don't know, Dawn. I'm kind of busy at the moment.
Oh, maybe another time then?
Yeah, maybe.
I'll get you boys your order.
Hey, there's Glendale. We should check in.
I don't know, Fowler. He looks awful pissed.
Regardless, you have to check in. Just follow my lead.
Woo-hoo! Okay.
I am a Glendale.
Excuse us, Sam. We got business to attend to.
Don't mind me. I'm just enjoying the girls' dancing.
Ladies! Woo!
Mr. Glendale, how are you, sir?
Master.
My friends, have a seat. I'm as good as one can be, especially since I've been waiting for 3 days to speak with the two of you.
Master? We can explain that.
Quite all right. Water under the bridge. Now, what can you report?
It went well with the meeting with Gino Thompson. He received the elixir.
I wouldn't say it went particularly well, Fowler. Would you, Granger? Scar on your neck?
Well, sir, I can explain.
You were fed off, Granger. Bitten several times. I can smell them on you. Yet, I can also sense that you're still human. Very curious. I don't care right now. Where's the All Saints necklace?
I can explain that too.
What Granger is trying to say is we need a little more time, sir. You have a definitive lead.
Don't you use your police malarkey on me, Fowler! Okay. I will give you two twits one more day to have the All Saints necklace. If not... My children will drain you, and I will roast your hearts for supper.
We'll have it, sir.
Most definitely, Master.
I see you two are keeping company with a Drago. Pretty low form of demon. Always rummaging for people, or animals that are near death. Promising things, wanting something in return. That Drago looks very familiar. Looks like a man that was hung here years ago.
We just met him.
Yes, Master. We only met him as we came in here.
Tit for tat. I really could care less. Go, get out of my sights. Remember, bring me my prize.
Yes, Master.
Darling, oh my leader! Woo-hoo!
You boys look like you just got chastised. I'll tell you what. I like you fellas. If you ain't happy with that firm, come on over to mine. My boss will treat you two real good.
No thanks, Sam. We're content.
Suit yourself. While you two were being spanked, I came up with an idea for your next victim.
Oh, you boys are silly. Curly Jones, wait till I see your sister and tell her the way you talk dirty.
No, not Dawn. Come on. She's just a kid.
It's gotta be done, friend.
You said yourself you don't care much for her.
I don't want any part of this.
Then I get to gnaw on your bones for all eternity.
Just get her out back of the tavern, Granger.
No, I won't.
You'll do as I say.
All right, got 3 beers here. 3 plates of steaks, 1 plate without potato. That's weird, mister.
My mama told me I was always a finicky eater.
Do it, Granger.
I don't want to.
If you don't, all of this will be for nothing.
I don't understand.
Our souls are at stake. Hey, Dawn.
Damn you. Hey, Dawn.
Yes?
Can I, speak with you for a moment?
Oh, of course, Jasper. Let's go out back. It's more private-like.
Jasper. That's still funny.
Come here.
Look, Dawn, you really should find somewhere to hide.
I've been waiting for another chance to be with you again.
You need to listen to me. Something terrible is going to happen to you. Please listen to me. No, don't do that. No.
Here, Jasper. Oh. Let me get you ready for me.
Oh.
I need you to take me. I've been waiting patiently for a month for you to touch me. And for me to touch you just like this.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You're ready. Here, take me from behind.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. What the hell? You shot Dawn. You killed her. You bloodthirsty bastard.
You don't understand, Granger.
What?
Not now, but you will.
What's to understand? You cold-hearted...
You boys really know how to hold court in the kingdom of madness. You two got to come over to our place of business. The boss would love you fellas.
Don't ever speak to me again, Fowler.
Granger? No. Don't say that.
Unless it is business for the old man, don't speak to me. From this day on, we're not friends.
That don't make no sense at all. Over this? Come on. Seems like it to me, Granger. Your buddy here did you a favor. She was a bit clingy.
Why don't you go back to hell, demon?
In due time, Mr. Granger. In due time. Right now, I'm having a blast up here.
I have our last... our last victim. Did you say three?
Yeah. Three it is. I mean, at the rate we're going, all this damn fun, we could, well, move the body count up if you fellas want. No, I suppose not. Look on both your faces, tell me it should only be three.
Okay. Follow me. Both of you. Sam, you'll get a kick out of this.
You brought me here? A graveyard? What kind of shit is this? For some reason, I don't feel good about this.
Ugh. What the hell are we doing here, Fowler?
Come on. Just a few graves over. Our victim is sleeping there.
This better be good, fellers. I'd hate for you two to welch on our business arrangement.
You can't include me.
You haven't contributed jack, my friend. Your lucky Fowler here convinced me to give you a break.
How is that? I lured Dawn.
Fowler pulled the trigger. He said you were squeamish about killing.
That's not true.
I see my mistake. I should have stuck to my original rules. I pegged you as a coward, Granger.
There's nothing yellow about me, demon. Killing another human is not easy.
This is it.
Wait, something's wrong. You tricked me!
Granger, push it.
What? Oh, okay.
To hell, the shadow.
hell? Hands are coming from the ground.
Don't drag me! Don't drag me!
Saint's necklace. What? You knew he had it?
When I rescued you from those vampires in the tavern, I saw Sam sitting there, playing with the old Saint's necklace, basically corrupting it with his touch.
When we were in the wasteland, you called him, right?
Yeah, I summoned him with drawing that symbol in the dirt. It was our last hope to escape.
How much of this was actually planned?
All of it.
Fowler.
Okay, I was playing it by ear. Hey, Granger. Dawn is waiting for you out behind the tavern. She's fine. And the little girl is okay, too. Everything goes back to before Sam...
No. I can feel it coming back on me. Looks like I'll be a vampire again.
I guess there's worse things, like being stuck with Sam Hill as a partner. That guy was getting on my nerves.
The Sundowners, Episode 2, Sam Hill Died Here. Written by Mark Slade. Directed and produced by Victor Aurelius. Featured in the cast were Jeff Niles as the narrator, David Ault as Fowler, Victor Aurelius as Granger, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard, Mary Genevieve Fortier, Jeff Niles, Victor Aurelius, and Jack Ward as The Voices. Pete Lutz as Sam Hill. Kian Lutz as The Paperboy. Ryan Vollmer as Ned. Mary Genevieve Fortier as The Little Girl. Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as The Mother. Kerry Ayers as the Tavern Keep. Jeff Niles as Chester. Cheyenne Gibbs as Dawn. And Terence Dry as Glendale. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Sound design by Victor Aurelius. Copyright The 4077th and All Better Audio, 2015. Coming soon, The Sundowners, Episode 3, Bloodbath.
This has been an All Better Audio production.
The production was stitched together by the 4077, making audio sound all better.
Chauncey Haworth, Mark Slade, and Lothar Tuppen, the demented minds behind the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour, bring you... Twisted Pulp Magazine. A journey beyond surreality, to worlds you never knew or hoped existed. Worlds of the supernatural. Worlds of dark satire. Worlds of nightmarish futures. Twisted Pulp Magazine. If you thought the 21st century was weird enough already, think again. Twisted Pulp Magazine. A step beyond your grandfather's pulp. Available at digitalvaudeville.com. That's digitalvaudeville.com.